Okay, so we said the Parak Daled Mishnah Aleph. Ben Zoyim Ha'Omer, Izeo HaChacham, Kolei Min Mikol Adam. Izeo Gibor HaKovish Es Yitzro, and Izeo Asher HaSameach B'Chelkoi. So we said yesterday that it's noteworthy, Rav Chaim Elazar says, it's noteworthy that these are the three midos that a Navi requires as well. Gibor, Chacham, and Asher. And Rav Chaim Elazar said that the Milo being Gibor, Chacham, and Asher is that once you have Gvura, Chachma, and Oysher, then we could test you if you're really an Anav. And therefore, now let's see. So he says, what type of Chachma, and what type of Gvura, and what type of Oysher is it that gives you, what type of Chachma, Gvura, and Oysher can a person have that gives them humility? So he says, if you're Chachma is that you are willing to learn from everybody, you're that type of Chacham, then you will definitely be humble. Then you will definitely be humble because you're that type of Chacham who learns from everybody. So you don't hold yourself to be greater than anyone. You don't hold yourself that you have no one to learn from, right? No, you're humble. You can learn from anybody. So therefore, he says, that's Lemon we call them. Izeo Gibor, what type of Gvura do you have? Not that you think you're great. The Gibor is your Kovish Es Yitzroi. You're able to conquer your Yetzer. You're able to understand that you have challenges, but that you're able to put forth effort and conquer the challenge. That's going to help you in your humility. And the last one is, what type of Usher? What type of wealth do you have? Not the type of wealth that will make you a Balgaiva, but rather the type of wealth that you understand, you're Samech Bechelka. They're happy with what you have. The type of wealth that makes you happy with what you have, that's a wealth that will keep your humility in place as well. Because you realize, look, Hashem gave me what I have. Hashem gave me what I have, right? Okay, now, Rav Chaim Elazar continues, and he gives a whole long piece here, which is very fundamental, very important piece. As our, you know, he just goes off on a tangent here. But it's not really a tangent, he connects it to the Mishnah. He says that what does it mean, Ezeo Chacham, Haloi Mimikol Adam? Why does that make you a Chacham? So he brings the Gemara. There's a Gemara in Brachas that says that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noisin Chachma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not give wisdom, Ella only L'mishiyesh Bari Chachma, only to someone who has wisdom. Obvious question. What's the obvious question? So how do you get the wisdom in the first place? Hashem only gives wisdom to those who have wisdom. So how did this guy get the wisdom in the first place? So the Pashup Shad is because he only gives wisdom to those who really want wisdom. And that's what we're showing here. The person who's loymin mikol adam, he's willing to learn from anybody, is because he enjoys chachma so much, he enjoys wisdom to the degree that it doesn't matter who's giving it to him, right? His friends are, it doesn't make a difference, okay? So no matter who gives him the chachma, he's willing to take it. So that's the pshat of izeo chachma loymin mikol adam. But then he goes on to explain a whole nother mahalach in Ezer HaChacham Alei Min Mikol Adam, in this Gemara that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives Chachma to those who have Chachma. And he says, there's another Pasuk. The Pasuk says, we all know the Pasuk, Reshit Chachma, Yirat Hashem. That the primary source of Chachma comes from Yiras Hashem. That Yiras Hashem is also considered in Chazal a Chachma. Yiras Hashem is Chachma. So when the Gemara says Hashem only gives Chachma to those who have Chachma, it means He only gives Chachma to those who have Yiras Shemayim. You need to have Yiras Shemayim in order to have Chachma. Okay? Now, by the way, just on my own tangent, is that, you know, why is it that you can only have Chachma if you have Yiras Shemayim? So I've mentioned this before. I don't know what context, but I can't keep track anymore. But I think the pshat is like this. Very simple. It says if you don't have Yirat Shamayim, if you're not a person who fears heaven, so that means you're really not a person who's looking for the truth. You're not looking for the emes. That means you're full of your own negias, your own, what's the word? I always forget to have a chance like that. Your own bias, right? You're always looking at something with your own bias, your own opinion, your own perspective, you know. So therefore, your chachma is tainted by your other views. Your chachma is tainted by your political views. Your chachma is tainted by your standing towards this. If you're a liberal, you're not liberal. Everything that you've gained in your chachma really, essentially, is not pure chachma. It's really just tools that you're using to advance your own shitos, right? Okay. No matter what you are, no matter how much medicine you know, right? But all of a sudden, when it comes to this issue, certain issues, right? If you're a Democrat, you think like this, and you're a Republican, things like that. What does it do, Democrat or Republican? I'm trying to just tell you the medical opinion, right? The answer is you can't have a medical opinion because you're so engaged in your political views that you're using your chachma to just advance your own views, right? So then you're going to look at it through the lens of your political standing, and now your chachma is just going to represent again. So it doesn't make a difference. You can know medicine, you can know economics, you can know policy. All you're knowing is just, you know, your political views, and then you're just using all these as examples of proving your point, right? So really all you're using your chachma is not to understand the chachma, but rather to advance your own standing in all, and it's very extreme, but it's like that in everything, okay? If you're aggressive and you're a risk taker, that's your personality. So when you're studying the stock market, you're all of a sudden going to look at it totally different than a different person, because you're not necessarily looking at the MS. You're looking at it from your perspective, right? So the only way to have real chachma is when you have Yir Shamayim, because Yir Shamayim tells you, leave all that stuff out of it and just try to focus on the truth. Focus on the truth. So now I can tell you the truth. I can tell you the MS. Right, and that the emes is going to come from the chachma. I think that's pshat. So he says that the Hashem only gives chachma to wise people means Hashem only gives chachma to those people who have Yir Shamayim. A person who has a certain amount of morals, a certain amount of fear of Shamayim, that's the person that Hashem will give the chachma to. Okay, now. That's what it means. You need yira, and the yira is like the kli. If you have a kli, Hashem will fill up the kli with chachma. If you don't have the kli, you don't have the vessel, then Hashem will not be able to fill it up. Okay. Now, Vine. He says like this: "B'inyane ayira kama sugim gedolim ad ein cheker." He says there are many levels of fear of Shemayim. He goes off on a little bit of a tangent to explain Yir Shamayim a little bit. He says there is a type of Yir Shamayim that comes from fear. Right, or busha. It's busha from doing avera. I think we mentioned this before. He's mentioned this concept. There's a busha from doing an avera. And this is the minimum Yir Shamayim. That they asked Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, they said, how much Yir Shamayim should you have? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, you should, yiratzon, I hope, shemor Yir Shamayim aleichem kemor basar adam, that you're at least as afraid of Shamayim as you are afraid of other people. I mean, if you wouldn't do this in front of other people, don't do it in front of Hashem either. So they said that you call that a level in Yir Shamayim. So he said, halavai, most people would have that. You know, you don't have to be more than that. You know, try for that. See, that's one level of Yir Shamayim. There's another level. This is interesting. There's another level where you're not just embarrassed of averos, you're even embarrassed, so to speak, of your mitzvos. That means that you realize that really the opportunity that we have by doing mitzvos is so great, that really I shouldn't feel ra'oi, I shouldn't feel that it's appropriate that I even have the opportunity to do this. So the busha that I'm doing, you know, when someone gives you a gift, that it's like you can't, it's hard to accept it sometimes, right? To say the year of Shemayim, the fear of heaven, to the degree that it would let a person understand to what degree is the chesed that he has the opportunity to do a mitzvah, that's also your Shemayim. Okay? He says, b'chol eis, listen to this, very nice lashon. B'chol eis, anytime, sha'adam oisa mitzvah, that he's doing a mitzvah, oi loimed, or he's learning, yikana me'od, you become very humble. Kiba me'koy regado, where did he get this koach, shabali hidabik ima melech, that he has the opportunity to cling to Hashem, but Torah shehi shashua with the thing that Hashem loves most, v'hu loy tar loy v'hada loy lamay b'hechal melech mikdash Hashem. He never thought of such a thing. Right? So where does he have such a schos? Now, and this should motivate the person. This should motivate the person to realize I can't do mitzvahs on the one hand and then go ahead and do my averus on the other hand. It doesn't work. This should motivate you never to go back to your old ways. And pray to Hashem, you should help me. In his great Chesed, lahasig haTorah uleida umka, to understand the depths of the Torah. V'yosem elibay kedavar gadol umevakish. He should put in his mind that he's requesting a big deal. Haloi mevakish ani minadiv mishiflis offer your mumu ubeinu nidivim yeshivu etc. So he's saying you should understand the greatness of the opportunity to do mitzvahs as well. That's part of your shemayim. Okay. On that note. It's a great part of this week's parasha that we just had. It says by the Vidui Meiser, right, that the person says Meiser, and at the end of the 3 years, he makes a big announcement, I did everything right. It says, V'lo yavarti mi mitzvah yisachah, V'lo yishachachti. I didn't over your mitzvahs, and I didn't forget. So what does it mean, I didn't forget? So Rashi said, I didn't forget to make a bracha. I didn't forget to make a bracha. So all the mufarshim ask, bracha on a mitzvah is derabanan. How could the pasuk be referring to that? Right? The bracha on the mitzvah, asher kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu, is derabanan. So now the pasuk tells me, oh, make sure that you say you made a bracha. And there's no such concept of a bracha on the deraisa level. So how could the Torah refer to the bracha when that was only enacted later by the rabbanan? So the Maral says, pshat and Rashi, great pshat. Says the bracha, when Rashi says, I didn't forget to make a bracha, doesn't mean I didn't forget to make the bracha, Sherek Yishon, and Mitzvah of Itzvanu, Al, Afrash, and Maisa. It means I didn't forget to bless Hashem for the opportunity to do the mitzvah. And that's the Raisa. Midiraisa, from the Torah expects a person that when you have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, you should express a karsa tov to Hashem, wow, Hashem, you got me to this level that I can do the mitzvah. Because ultimately, the opportunity to do the mitzvah is so great that really, who says that we deserve the opportunity to do it? And the fact that Hashem gave it to us is worthy of thanking Him for it. So,
Doraita?
What?
How is that Doraita?
That's because that's what the pasuk means. From the Torah, it's expected that if you want to come forward and say, I did the mitzvah of Maaser properly, part of that means that doing the mitzvah properly from the Torah level means you took off the maizers and you realized the greatness of the mitzvah of it, and you thanked Hashem for the opportunity to do it. That's part of the deraisa understanding how you're supposed to do your attitude towards a mitzvah, even on the Torah level. It's unbelievable. You can't say, I did the mitzvah properly without this attitude. That's what comes out from Rashi. So, you know, we have to realize that these opportunities that we have to do mitzvahs and everything like that, take advantage of it, and that's what he's saying over here also. Okay, tomorrow we'll continue more on this topic. It's very interesting what he goes on, a few very fundamental things here, so we'll pick that up. Okay,
thank you, Rabbi. Good night.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good night.
Thank you,
David. See you.